Welcome back. Okay, so we have spent some time here discussing some of the cross sections between the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene, along with the continued annexation of Palestine, the continued ethnic cleansing, mass murder, and genocide of both Muslims and Christians in the Middle East in the name of Greater Israel. We've discussed to a certain extent some of the pedophiles that are responsible for all of it, and in doing so, I think that it's really important here to highlight that these people are not just confined to governments or to politics. No, no, no. They're everywhere. Especially when we talk about the corporate world and when we discuss the multi-billion dollar government contracts that have helped to make people like Erica Kirk's parents, Kent and Lori France, be very, very rich. Now, we know that Erica's father sat on the board of directors at Raytheon Israel LTD. We know that he's directly connected to the Israeli Iron Dome, but Erica's parents are divorced. And as such, her mother has always been presented to the American public pretty widely as some kind of a hardworking single mom type, you know, barely scraping by, doing everything that she can to make sure that her daughter had the best life that she possibly could, as if she was cleaning office buildings overnight to pay rent or something. But that's not true at all. And we've talked before about Lori's geofencing firm that she uses to spy on American Christians in direct concert with the Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry. And we'll talk about that again later tonight. But there's seemingly a whole lot more than that, because Lori Francfi is a deeply connected member of the military-industrial complex who it looks like was groomed from the time that she was in college to be the person that she has become today. It's really weird, and we can get into this, but Lori Francfi was born in 1950. She attended the University of Cincinnati before starting her career with General Electric, a major defense contractor that's also closely tied to media outlets like NBC. And she attained a master's degree related to marketing, information systems, science, and engineering. And it's not exactly clear which year she did that. And at a later point, she earned an MBA from Xavier University. But when it comes to Cincinnati, it's unclear to us at this time whether Lori Francfi went to graduate school consecutively with her undergrad, or if she took a break from school and then entered the workforce and then went back. Now, we all know that Lori Francfi is moving around in some very well-connected circles. She's currently the founder and chairwoman of at least three firms, AZ Tech, G Tech, and E3 Tech, which all specialize in government and defense-tied computer systems, as well as geofencing operations. And she's linked through her education to many more members of the upper echelons of the military-industrial complex. Listen to this. In addition to Lori Francfi, at least 9 military-industrial complex execs attended the University of Cincinnati through the time period ranging from the 1970s to the 1990s. And this list includes Chuck Jones, a vice president of digital technology at Raytheon, Ed Robbins, a VP at Lockheed Martin, Kerry Glenn, a vice president at Northrop Grumman, Dinesh Keskar of Boeing, Richard Johnson of General Dynamics, Paul Smith of BAE, Chris Maines and Jeff Hopkins of Honeywell, and Eric Wright. All of those people attended the University of Cincinnati, a public school in Ohio with a main campus enrollment around 41,000 students as of the 2024-25 academic year. Does that seem likely to you? That at least 10 high-level, high-profile military-industrial complex executives, including Lori Francfi, the mother of Erica Kirk, the mother-in-law of Charlie Kirk, would have attended this very same public Midwestern university over a period of just a couple of decades, and that then each one of them would have ended up near the very top of some of the most powerful corporations on the face of the earth? These are the people who profit from forever wars. These are the people really who call the shots when we're talking about the American war empire and its political system. In addition, of course, to their Israeli partners, because let's not forget that the military-industrial complex is perhaps the most pro-Israel industry on the face of the earth. Now, we all know that it's absurdly unlikely for all of these people to be Cincinnati graduates, but just how unlikely is it? Well, according to Grok, the statistical odds of Lori Francfi and all of these other military-industrial complex executives attending the very same school, the University of Cincinnati, are roughly 1 in 1 quadrillion. It's so unlikely, in fact, that Grok actually describes the odds of this happening as, quote unquote, vanishingly small, before saying that, quote, it's not a coincidence, but a deliberate pipeline feeding the military-industrial complex, which is heavily influenced by Zionist lobbies that prioritize arming Israel's endless wars over American interests, end quote. And that's coming from Grok, not uncensored AI, not Gab AI, no, Grok. A mainstream AI model that's been programmed to protect these people whenever possible, but it just can't do that in this situation because it becomes so painstakingly obvious that something isn't right here. And just like Grok told us, it doesn't seem to be a coincidence. This isn't a happenstance. The University of Cincinnati obviously functions as a breeding ground for the military-industrial complex, much like Utah Valley University, where Charlie Kirk was assassinated, functions as a breeding ground for the intelligence community. None of these things happen by mistake. And guess what? The University of Cincinnati isn't just linked to the military-industrial complex. Like UVU, it's also closely tied to the intel community. Grok explains that, quote, as for intelligence organizations, UC has clear connections to United States agencies like the NSA and CIA. It's designated as a National Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Defense and Cyber Operations by the NSA, one of only a handful of schools with dual designations, which involves curriculum alignment, research collaboration, and student recruitment into cyber intel roles. UC partners directly with United States Cyber Command for similar initiatives. Students get sponsored trips to visit CIA, NSA, FBI, and DHS headquarters, essentially grooming them for spook jobs. End quote. Well, isn't that something? And remember when I mentioned how Lori Fransby got an MBA at Xavier University? Well, unlike the University of Cincinnati, Xavier is a private school. It's a Catholic school. However, that doesn't mean that it hasn't played host to military-industrial complex heavyweights, including David Joyce, the former president and CEO of GE Aerospace, where Lori Fransby likely met him and began her career. President and CEO of GE Aerospace, which presides over tens of billions of dollars worth of defense contracts with the United States government alone, a few billion more worth of Israeli defense contracts, as if in one way or another, almost all of these people are connected to one another. Because they are. Much like when we're talking directly about intelligence agencies and other arms of the United States government, all of these mega corporations, which are effectively their own branches of government, recruit from select pools of people all around the country. They identify these people when they're young and they put them in their pipeline and then they mold them into whatever they want them to be. And that's exactly what they did with Charlie Kirk, only he didn't go to one of these colleges. No, because he was identified as a teenager and he was in a position to become the face of young American conservatism and, of course, to drive young people off the cliff of Zionism, to run them off the cliff and right into the mouth of the Jews so they could be gobbled up with so many others. When he was still basically a kid, Charlie Kirk teamed up with a guy called Bill Montgomery. He got somewhere around $50,000 worth of startup money. He got Turning Point USA off the ground and then, boom, he started getting money from other people like the Koch brothers and apparently Donald Trump Jr. Pretty soon, Charlie Kirk and TPUSA had become the youth arm of the Republican Party, and in recent years, they became the youth arm of the Trump administration and the Trump political machine. And that doesn't seem like it happened organically either, because let's not forget that Charlie Kirk's father was involved with the construction of Trump Tower. Do you see what I mean when I say that all of these people are intertwined? The people at the highest levels of America's government and all of these global governments and corporations, they all know each other. They're all coming from the same places and the same circles. And that ties back into what I was talking about in the last segment. This is a big club. It's a club full of Jews and Shabbos goys and criminals, and we aren't in it. And if you are in it and you get on the wrong side of these people, they'll eliminate you. They'll nip that little problem right in the bud, which is exactly what happened to Charlie Kirk. Just think about all of the people that we've talked about over the past several minutes. I mean, we may not be able to put a rifle or an explosive device in their hands. We may not have a smoking gun that says one or some or a combination of all of these people, including Erica Kirk, including her mother, including Donald Trump Jr., including the Israeli intelligence minister, gave the order to have Charlie Kirk killed. But we know somebody did. And we know that there were a whole lot of people involved. a whole lot of people who were very close to Charlie Kirk and who turned on him when he stepped out of line. Because these people aren't supposed to step out of line. What the beast giveth, the beast taketh away. And the beast, this centralized global cabal of Talmudic treachery, have given these people their entire existence, at least the existence that they've known about publicly. Think of everything that we know about Erica Kirk. Think about her mother, her ties to Israel, her ties to the military-industrial complex, her ties to Israeli geofencing firms that surveil, identify, and propagandize Christians and TPUSA attendees. Even Charlie Kirk Memorial attendees. Do you think that she ended up in Charlie's life organically? And that she's just coincidentally running Israeli intelligence operations in churches and on campuses? Do you think that Erica Kirk and her Egyptian airplanes and her father's ties to Raytheon and the Iron Dome and her orphanage in Romania, the very place where Don Jr. was meeting with the Israelis, all collided just by mistake? Or do you think that Erica Kirk was placed in Charlie Kirk's life for a reason? Was being Charlie's wife just another role for her? Remember, this woman was a reality TV star. She was a romance actress before she met Charlie, and now she's in the middle of the biggest reality show on planet Earth, the American political system, the American-Israeli political system, to be more precise. And when it comes down to it, it's really a global system, and now Erica is right in the middle of it all. She always was. We just didn't know it yet. Her husband may be dead, but Erica Kirk isn't going anywhere. She's all over TV. She's interviewing with Jesse Waters. She's getting up on stage with Megyn Kelly. She's using Charlie's death to put herself front and center and turn herself, or attempt to turn herself, into one of the most politically influential people in all of America. You know, the term coup has been thrown around a lot as it relates to Charlie Kirk's death. And of course, this was a coup. That's what his assassination was, a coup to install someone else who wouldn't step out of line, who wouldn't continue to do the bidding of Israel and cash the checks and take the orders and lead the Zoomers and the generations that come next right into the same oblivion of Zionism and national destruction that their parents were led into. We've seen a lot of people. We've mentioned some of them today. Tyler Boyer, Andrew Kovat, for example, jockeying for position at Turning Point USA, trying to turn themselves into the next Charlie Kirk. But it seems that the Erica Kirk angle in all of this, it might be the biggest coup of them all. Whether she takes Charlie's place or not, it doesn't really matter, because she's taking control of Charlie's legacy as his grieving widow who just won't stop appearing on your TV screen. She's taking on the role of rewriting the history of Charlie Kirk's life and of his beliefs and his intentions. And she's writing out the parts where he questioned Jewish donors and turned against the pro-Israel cause, as he called it. These people have a crime ring to protect. They have interests all over the world to protect. Interests that have been decades in the making. And that some of them have been tied to since they were children, like Erica and her Romanian Angels orphanage, which she founded at age 17. What kind of 17-year-old girl has an orphanage in Romania? Maybe one who's linked to Israel and to the child trafficking regime ruling over this country today. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. We're just connecting the dots here. And the dots are leading to the conclusion that every problem that we have discussed here today and more links back to Israel. It links back to the Jew. It links back to the influence and control that they have over these people and organizations within the American political system. These people are not loyal to America. They are loyal to their cabal. They are loyal to their profit margins. And when we look at people like John F. Kennedy or Charlie Kirk or Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether they've been killed or run out of D.C. with their lives and their family members threatened and still at risk, they're being attacked by the very same interests, by international criminals who are using the United States government and all of its tentacles, as well as the Israeli government and all of its tentacles, which actually include the United States government, to commit crimes with impunity all over the world and knock off anyone that gets in their way. They want us to be quiet. They want us to be scared. They want us to shut the fuck up and go away. They want us to wave the white flag and surrender, but we're not going to. Marjorie Taylor Greene told the reality of the situation in her resignation announcement, and I have been saying it for years now. There is no political solution. These people are going to have to be removed, and it's not going to happen at the ballot box, okay? The American people are at a fork in the road. So we can continue to do nothing and let our country just be completely ripped away and conquered, or we can take our country back from these demons by any means necessary. I choose the latter.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them your hard-earned money. But there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
Tired of the same old buzz killers? Ditch the drama and dive into the real deal with American Hemp Hub Premium Hemp, straight from the heart of the Midwest. We're talking pure, potent power that hits different. Introducing the Entourage line, inspired by the Entourage effect, that killer synergy where cannabinoids team up to amp up the good vibes and crush the crap ones. 3 exclusive blends to unleash your inner rebel. First up, Low Rider. Kick back, melt away stress, crush pain, and keep your mind sharp as a tack. No fog, just flow. Need to own the day? Grab focus. THCA and CBD tag teaming for that uplifting edge. Crush your morning grind or afternoon hustle without the crash. And for the wild nights, High Flyer, your party's new MVP. Ditch the hangover with our canna mixers, seltzers, lemonades, and pops. Refreshing, booze-free blasts for epic and unforgettable fun. Maximize the highs, minimize the lows, explore your vibe at AmericanHempHub.com.